Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me. It's great to have you for this week's show. I'm Laura Adams, and my mission is to give you all the information, tools, resources, and inspiration to live rich and love the journey. If you listened to last week's show, I reviewed several mistakes that people make when it comes to building wealth for retirement. One of them is a common misstep that I see over and over, which is getting stuck on the choice between a traditional or Roth account. And I know because I get asked this question all the time by email, on the Money Girl Facebook page, or when I'm doing live presentations. So I wanted to cover it in more depth for you today. And it's really become a dilemma for more people as employers add a Roth option to their 401k, 403b, or 457 plans. And interestingly, the Roth rules for workplace plans are different than the Roth rules for IRAs. So I'm excited to dive deeper into this topic and give you some easy ways to know if you should go Roth or traditional, no matter if you invest for retirement using an IRA, a workplace account, or both. Now, I'm going to warn you, we're going to cover a lot of ground, so I created a handy one-page reference tool called the Retirement Account Comparison Chart. It's a free download that summarizes everything I'm going to cover now, plus gives you some additional information. You can get the download in two ways, either in the transcript for this show on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com, or by sending a text message. Just text the word RETIRE to 33444. Again, text RETIRE to the number 33444, and it will instantly be sent to you. Okay, let's dive into how you know whether you should have a Roth or a traditional retirement account. This is a really important decision because which one you choose affects big issues like taxes on your contributions, taxes on your withdrawals, and options for tapping funds early if needed, among other issues. Let me start with a quick review. IRA is short for Individual Retirement Arrangement. You own one as an individual and choose your own investments. For 2015, you can contribute up to $5,500 to one or a combination of IRAs. And if you're over age 50, you can contribute a little more. You can go up to $6,500. Now, retirement plans that you get through work, such as a 401k or 403b, are completely different from IRAs. They're managed by employers only, offer a set menu of investment options, and require contributions be deducted out of your paycheck. For 2015, you can contribute up to $18,000 to most workplace retirement plans. And if you're age 50 or older, you can contribute up to $24,000. And most people don't realize that you can max out a retirement plan at work and an IRA in any year. So to know whether you're better off owning investments in a traditional or a Roth retirement account, I've created three questions to help you get started. So the first question is, what's my current income? This is the first question to answer because there are annual income limits to qualify for a Roth IRA. However, that's not the case for a Roth account at work or any type of traditional retirement account. So if your income is above the annual allowable limit, you'll be locked out of opening up or contributing to a Roth IRA. Now, the annual limits are set by tax filing status, and they apply to your modified adjusted gross income. So if you're married filing jointly, that threshold is $193,000. So if you make above that amount, you are not eligible to contribute to a Roth IRA. If you're single, head of household, or married filing separately, that limit is $131,000. A question that often comes up when I review these annual income limits is, what do I do if I have a Roth IRA, but later on I end up earning too much to qualify? Won't that put my money in some kind of jeopardy? And there's no problem if that happens. If your income goes up and exceeds the annual allowable limit in the future, you can continue to own the account with no penalty. You just can't add new funds to the account. On the other hand, as I mentioned, there is no income limit to qualify for a Roth account at work. So you can have one no matter if you're in an entry-level job or happen to be the highest-paid employee in the company. Question number two, is my tax rate likely to be higher or lower in retirement? With any kind of traditional retirement account, you get a tax break by delaying taxes until you take withdrawals in retirement. Roth accounts, well, they work the exact opposite way. With a Roth, you pay tax up front and then have no tax on withdrawals in retirement. So in order to pay as little tax as possible, you want to consider whether your income tax rate could be lower now relative to when you retire. If you believe that you'll be in the same or a higher tax bracket in retirement, choosing a Roth IRA or a Roth at work, if available, is best. The idea is that paying tax on Roth contributions up front at a lower rate, that saves you money. Here are some situations where your tax rate could be higher in retirement than it is today. Maybe you're currently in an entry-level job and you expect your earnings to be more in the future. Or if you expect to receive an inheritance in the future. Or maybe you simply have a hunch that income tax rates for all Americans will escalate over time. But if you're further along in your career and you earn more now than you believe you will in retirement, well, then you're generally better off with a traditional IRA or traditional plan at work. When you take withdrawals in retirement, you'll end up paying less tax if you have a lower tax rate than you do today. Also, if you have a heavy tax burden because you are a high earner or you have a lot of investment income, making contributions to a traditional retirement account is a really smart way to cut that tax liability. You'll get a tax deduction in the year you make your traditional retirement contributions, and that reduces your current tax bill. Problem is, none of us really know what will happen in the future, especially if you've got a long way to go until retirement.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
So if you're not sure about your tax rates, another tip is to diversify by having both traditional and Roth accounts. That way, you'll have taxable and non-taxable money to spend in retirement. For instance, you could put half your contributions in a traditional 401k and half in a Roth 401k. Or you might have a traditional retirement plan at work and a Roth IRA on your own if you're eligible. Question number 3. Do I want flexibility to tap the account before retirement? Tapping a retirement account before you reach the official retirement age of 59 and a half typically comes with having to pay tax plus an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty. While you might think it's kind of unfair to have your wrist slapped, financially speaking, to access your own money, remember that the purpose of a retirement account is to make sure you have funds to spend in retirement, not before. However, there are some exceptions, and I'll cover those. Roth accounts definitely give you much more flexibility than traditional accounts when it comes to taking early withdrawals. And a Roth IRA in particular gives you the most access to your money. So I'm going to cover the rules for taking early withdrawals from different accounts before reaching age 59 and a half. For traditional workplace retirement plans, these typically allow hardship distributions. And so these distributions are very specific things like medical expenses, funeral expenses, or education expenses. So you could take a hardship distribution for one of those or all of those issues. However, you still have to pay income tax plus the additional 10% penalty in most cases, even if you have a hardship. Roth workplace retirement plans may also allow these same hardship distributions, but as long as you've owned a Roth account at work for 5 years, you can withdraw contributions tax-free, but not earnings. That's because you pay tax upfront on your Roth contributions. Now, let's switch and talk IRAs. Traditional IRAs allow you to withdraw funds at any time, but they require you to pay income tax plus the 10% penalty unless you spend them on certain expenses. One of the exceptions is to buy, build, or rebuild a property that will be your first home. So you can use $10,000 of your traditional IRA for your first home and avoid that 10% early withdrawal penalty. Same for medical expenses that exceed a certain amount of your income. You can also spend the money on health insurance premiums if you're unemployed and also on higher education expenses. So again, you're going to pay tax on all of these withdrawals, but you do get to avoid the additional 10% early withdrawal penalty. Now, for Roth IRAs, these do give you the most flexibility, as I mentioned. They allow you to withdraw contributions, but not earnings, tax-free, as long as you've owned the account for 5 years. And if you haven't owned a Roth IRA that long, the exceptions that I mentioned for traditional IRAs still apply. So I know this is a lot of information. Don't worry, it's all on the free PDF download that I mentioned. While I recommend leaving retirement accounts untouched until you retire, having a Roth IRA does give you the most flexibility to tap your funds ahead of retirement. So if you've got a long way to go and maybe you're worried that you might need to spend some of your retirement savings, a Roth IRA is definitely a good option. Now, in addition to these 3 questions that I've covered, there are other features of traditional and Roth retirement accounts that may be important for your situation. For instance, whether you or a spouse have a retirement account at work could reduce the tax deductibility of a traditional IRA depending on your income, and whether you want flexibility for taking distributions during your retirement is another issue. My goal for this show is to help you focus on the major issues to consider when choosing a retirement account, and certainly I want to encourage you to ask for more help from an advisor if you're still unsure or maybe you have a complex situation. Again, there's a summary of everything we've covered, plus more information on this retirement account comparison chart that I created for you. I think it will really clarify all the differences when you see them in black and white on one page. Again, you can get it by texting RETIRE to number 33444. It's that easy. And if you like getting free resources this way, let me know, and I can create more for you in future shows. You can always reach me using the contact page at lauradadams.com. I'm so glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.